Israel today ended a 10-day-old limited ceasefire policy under which it had restrained itself from retaliating, even as Palestinian attacks escalated. This decision follows an emergency meeting of the nation's security cabinet. The Israeli move was a response to a suicide bombing last night at a beachfront dance club in Tel Aviv. At least 17 people were killed in that explosion. Almost 100 others were wounded. It was the worst such attack in the country for at least 4 years. Now, two militant groups have claimed responsibility, but just as quickly they retracted their statements. NPR's Jennifer Ludden now reports from Jerusalem.
The attack took place around 11 o'clock as Tel Aviv's main beachfront promenade was packed with people enjoying the start of the Jewish Sabbath. Witnesses say the bomber placed himself in the middle of a crowd of teenagers waiting to enter the Dolphin Disco, where it was ladies' night. Avi Mizrahi is the club manager. Standing amid the wreckage hours later, he was still shaken.
What I remember, I just standing here and I saw children, small children, about 17, having a good time, smiling, talking with the friends, kissing. Everybody come, we're just about to open the club. And then there was a big explosion. It was very, very horrible.
The explosion splattered human flesh and blood onto nearby cars. Medical workers say the bomb was also packed with nails and screws, which caused widespread injuries. Speaking from a hospital bed, 16-year-old Natalie Zuber said her right arm and back were in pain. Her face was bruised. The explosion knocked me down, she said. When I recovered, I saw my pants were full of blood. There were a lot of people all around me covered with blood. Club manager Mizrahi says he feels a profound sense of helplessness. There had been another bomb outside his club a month ago, discovered and defused. And so last night, he says security was very good.
There was patrol and there was people that looking to the people and they can't do anything. I stand over there and I can't do anything and I didn't see anything. It was just happened.
Israel's army has reimposed a full closure on the Palestinian territories. But officials admit the border is porous, that in fact there's little they can do to prevent attacks like last night's. Still, public pressure for some show of force is mounting. Ranan Gissin, spokesman for Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, is confident that the attack on innocent teenagers will sway world opinion.
I think for the first time, perhaps in the past 8 months, the world community can assess and understand who is the aggressor and who is the victim here. I think the hard questions that the international community should raise should be directed to one address, and that's Yasser Arafat.
Arafat has condemned the bombing, and after meeting with Germany's foreign minister, he announced he was willing to do all necessary to achieve an unconditional ceasefire. Yet even as he spoke, militant groups vowed to continue their attacks. Palestinian spokeswoman Hanan Ashrawi says the root of the conflict remains Israel's occupation in Gaza and the West Bank.
All we need is for the Israelis to remove their army from our land, from our homes, from our cities, to stop killing people. And I think then we can start discussing seriously and rationally ways of disentangling, if I may say so, this lethal proximity and this situation of mutual violence.
Israeli officials say they are waiting for Yasser Arafat to take concrete steps to prevent further attacks. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority today ordered its employees to leave their offices in case Israel bombs them, as it has in the past. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.